something else that I call constantly searching for escape. But please don't try to stop things from progressing. Don't you dare to try to stop things from progressing. But I but not fast enough. It takes progressively more energy to yield the same small reward. But please don't try and stop things from progressing. Don't you dare to try to stop things from progressing. But I and there's been 50 rude consumers holding Anne-Marie responsible, but Saturday's looming and she needs to have a good time. Now it's Friday and she drives down to the shopping mall and parks and chooses something she'll feel good in, though she knows that by next week it will be hopelessly passé, but all her friends will be admiring. They'll be planning to go shopping to find something even better, and the whole thing just keeps going. She recalls now reading something about the garment she's buying. Was it made by third world children? Doesn't look as if it was, so that's okay then. Besides, she's still Polacks from the last irate call of the morning. Mr. Jackson called Chester, who was so insensible what she said to him, yet took a tablet on prescription for his acute hypertension. He didn't know he had hypertension and started taking the tablets. They must be very safe. They're tested on animals and sometimes even humans. He hopes that pays well. It seems like such a risk, but then he supposes they have insurance, like the one he pays so regularly because the house gets burgled. When you live on your own, there's a lot for one person to replace. He's been told he needs £10,000 worth of cover. He's only got a TV and a bookcase. Still, it made sense when the salesman came round. Richard, he said his name was, but Richard was more concerned with his awesome weekly sales targets. In between cold calling OAPs in Dorset, trying to sell them encyclopedias they really don't need. Occasionally they buy them just to get him off the phone. Then a package is dispatched from half around the world. So number 14 get their books, and number 16 get exactly the same books. Richard often wonders if they need a whole set each, or if they could just share, or go to the nearest library. But the nearest library is miles away since the local one closed. And Theodore's librarian lost the job she loved. She didn't find another one. Instead, she goes on holidays to European cities. It really is good value. As she touches down in Paris, Munich or Rome, she doesn't ponder the fact that the aircraft are just chimney stacks with wings. But Javier, who lives in Hounslow near Heathrow, cannot sleep with all the noise, so he orders double glazing. They'll be delivering it on Saturday, fitting it on Sunday. The neighbours think it's ugly. He doesn't really care. He just needs a good night's sleep. He walks on the door of a club in South Ealing, stopping pissed off men from blessing their brothers. saving for a second home, somewhere rural and appealing. He calls the bank to hurry things along. Hello, Anne-Marie speaking. Can I help you?